Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, I take it this was a transfer call. You were not informed on what this call is about?
That is correct. Secret, we understand why you're on the call. We were just talking to Joyce, and she did anticipate us that she was going to transfer us to the fraud department. Okay, my wife and I are sitting here looking at credit card charges that are coming into her credit card account, the only credit card that she has. Unfortunately for us, we had not picked up on this, but we were ready to call the credit card department and indicate that these charges were fraudulent. We don't understand where any of this happened. Joyce was explaining to us, Sigrid, that this was something that supposedly somebody signed up for, for a membership, to receive an air purifier, and blah, 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 stuff that we have never received. We don't know how you got our address. We don't understand. We don't even know what email address you have, because neither my wife nor I have ever seen any confirmation of us ever ordering any of this. In the meantime, we have charges of $49.97 for the last 4 months and a prior charge of $7.45, which we're ready to indicate to the credit card company that we did not authorize it.
At all, period.
Okay, so may I have the zip code so I can get the account located, sir?
Sure, 33183.
Thank you. And the first and last name?
First name is Rita, R-I-T-A. Last name is Chinchilla-Novo, N-O-O.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me?
Sure, 12905 Southwest 76 Terrace, Miami, 33183.
That is our home address.
Thank you. So I see that you ordered our purifier on October 9th with you paying $7.45 for shipping and handling. And it shows that it was delivered on October 14th.
No, ma'am. There's no recollection of signing up for any air purifier or having received here an air purifier. It was never, this transaction was never requested. Ever.
Okay, for the $7.45?
No, nothing.
Okay, so could you verify the email address for me?
Oh, yeah, which?
Well, that's interesting.
Yes.
Interesting that you would say verify, because her email address, which is RC, go ahead and tell her.
My email address is rcnovo@yahoo.com.
Yeah, we don't have any recollection or any notification of anything in that email address.
Okay, so all the information does match to you. So I just want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you do not recall authorizing the shipping and handling charge of $7.45 on October 9th.
So what we're saying is somebody, what you're saying, Sigrid, is that somebody ordered an air purifier for $7.45 under my wife's name and account number. And then let's take the $7.45 for a minute and focus on that. Somebody ordered that purifier from your company. The company that you work for has her name and her email address. Wouldn't you have sent a confirmation of the order to that email address?
Correct.
Okay. And could you tell me when that...
October 9th.
October 9th, and who would be Who would be the entity that sends the email? If we're looking for the email, and
okay, that's support at tryshopcrazydiscounts.com.
Support at
try.
I said T as in Tom, R I
Y.
T R Y.
Shop. Crazy.
Shop crazy.
Discounts.com.
Once again, support. The sign, the at, and then try shopcrazydiscounts.com.
Correct.
There's no email ever
received. So this was back from October 9th.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's nothing in your inbox.
Zero.
And nothing
okay,
in my
so
inbox.
We will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from so they can verify the location where the order took place. And if it comes
real
back
good.
As a false case of fraud, then the owner could be penalized. I just
That's
want
fine.
You to be aware that you can't call back later if you want to ask anybody in the house or your family members if they could have placed this
okay.
order.
My wife and I are the only people who live in this house. And we are a retired couple. And neither one of us have ordered an air purifier. Now, that is the $7 and something charge. What about the $49.97 recurring monthly charge?
Okay, sir, so would you like to move forward with the fraud investigation?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay, so I will be issuing you the credits pending the investigation, and you should see them back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. And I also have the cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
Hang on.
Cancellation.
Ready.
C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
2587 54 140.
I repeat that for you. Cancellation number. C as in Charlie. 258-754-140.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I could do for you?
Yeah, you can clarify to me if you're not only gonna give us credit for the 745, but the recurring.
Sir, I issued you the credits. I refunded the account. You should see them back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
I still need clarification if you're going to do that for not only the 745.
That is
the
$49.97 charges, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
No. Joyce, if we need to get in touch with you again, do we just call and ask for the fraud department?
Yes, sir. You could just call this number back.
All right. Thank you very much, Joyce.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
You.
Bye-bye.